So thank you guys for coming through for this conversation. When I first had this talk with Valentin, and the topic was Auroville, with some impulse, I said, yeah, I'm happy to come and have a conversation on a topic like Auroville. Then as I sit here today, I can't believe 15 years has passed so quick. It's almost so nostalgic that I remember even building these things and taking care of this place, laying this floor. Young, pathetic, full of dreams, wild, lots of mistakes, lots of anger, fear. 15 years later, tuning into today, a little less of fear, less of anger, maybe a little less pathetic, a little more humble, a little more aware, and mostly a little more tuned in to the purpose of being here. I have zero competence to talk about anything on a meta level. Auroville is that, Auroville is this. I can plagiarize a few things and share it with you all. I can try to sound smart and intellectual or philosophical. But the truth is, I don't know. I have never known. But this is what I am certain. 21 years back, I saw the photo of Mother in the ashram. 21 years later now, the only thing that matters to me is her. I'm not interested in comfort, I'm not interested in life, I'm not interested in so many of the everyday stuff. Everything has boiled down to her. I still struggle incredibly. But here's the good part. In Auroville, it's exactly the space that is created for the struggle to happen and for all the inner shit to come to the surface. And little by little, over a period of time, for some light to enter into all the cracks and crevices of the inner being, and some baby steps at transformation happens. Auroville is me. Is what's inside that shows on the outside, whether it's on an individual level or a collective level. But I'm positive that I have landed here to somehow crawl and struggle and push and fight and somehow achieve some balance so that I could make a small, meaningful contribution and hopefully leave a simple footprint that would help to take the conversation forward. people and what is inside people and what separates them, what unites them, what pulls them, what pushes them. Is for me the very essence of being here. I am in collective organization in status, I am an Aurovillian. I'm just a simple, full of imperfections human being who's trying to be an Aurovillian. Every moment I have this massive choice to be in balance, to connect more with the diversities and polarities and unite, or get into the same repeated rhetorics and criticisms and pulls and again divide and separate. In the current climate, the intensity is so much that almost the force is working on somehow creating an atmosphere of fear and chaos and power. And instruments are feeding into it. But this is what I thought today when I was in the general meeting. I'm going to try my best to not play into these forces and become their instruments and still keep my head calmly on my shoulder. I'm still going to retain the purpose of connecting with people, agreeing with them, disagreeing with them, and sometimes agreeing to disagree with them. But I'm not going to disconnect because I'm tired of the disconnect. What do we want to do? Do we want to repeat the patterns and divide and find enough justifications to stay divided? Or should we persevere relentlessly in coming closer to each other, even if we see things differently, even if we are separated by situations and forums and issues and topics? I am not willing to stay disconnected, not with myself, not with anyone else. For me, Auroville is a consciousness and an incredible opportunity to not just change the narrative in theory, but change the narrative integrally on the inside and eventually on the outside. I'm not afraid no more. I don't need to be liked. I don't want to be accepted. I don't want to play games. And I'm going to make a change every moment and try to progress. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone, take responsibility for the same patterns that I have been repeating. I am going to connect deeper with her. I am going to connect much more with the people around me. And I am going to find ways to experience something that I haven't experienced before. In a small text, she says, it's fascinating, I don't remember it verbatim, but she says, if man doesn't change the inner consciousness, then crushing circumstances will be arranged for the change to happen. And for me, every day here in Auroville, those crushing circumstances are arranged. Some on the subtle level, some on the visible level, some on the meta level. It's always about each individual's inner journey in transformation. And somehow the collective rise in the consciousness. If we are transitional beings, then these are the outcomes of transition. These are the visible and invisible evidences of a transitional and transformative journey. I don't want to blame a single person, a single entity, or a single thing systemic, because that has played out so many times. That intention and that breath has been so overused. Instead, I'm going to focus on me. I am going to invest on focusing inside and getting better and becoming the best possible version of me for the mother. Auroville is me. I am the problem. I am the solution. I'm not afraid. I feel complete.
Thank you, Vikram, for your... You shared something very valuable. I understand you completely. It was deep. You used words absolutely spot on. It was. But what? No.
It was also a very good reminder of what it can be. I think we can also lose a little bit track of what it is to be an Auroville and what we're doing here. And when you say Auroville is me, I'm the problem, I'm the solution, I felt that. I really believe that. It's a very good realignment and reminder. Thank you.
I have no more energy to blame anyone else other than me. I need to get better. I feel complete.
I have a question. Throughout your life as an Orwellian, what was the most significant positive change that you've witnessed? We always speak about the negative stuff, but what good stuff have you seen happen that's really given you the drive to go on?
It happened now. Last 5 minutes has given me the drive to go on. This is the most positive thing that has happened for me in all. The rest is history. I don't remember. I can't recollect the fragments. I can only be integrally and present in the now and keep going from now to now to now. I don't pay attention to the past. I learn from it and detach. I'm not afraid of what's coming or what's in store. But I'm here with you all. Now what choice am I going to make in the now? Am I going to repeat the same patterns, try to sound intelligent, hurt someone, try to be clever? Or what am I going to do now with all of you? What am I going to do now with myself? That I have the ability to make that choice now. So I'm hoping the last 5 minutes were the most positive. If only I stopped differentiating between people, young, old, local, foreign, man, woman, old-timer, new person, newcomer, volunteer, volunteer, new, long-term, mid-term, short-term. Feels like a never-ending cutting of the cake into smaller and smaller pieces rather than just seeing it as one. The pollution was not out there. The dust was in my eyes. I need to clean my eyes first. We're all the same. Take it easy. See you around.